Well, hey, everybody. My name is Josh Erickson, and I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. And I'm so excited to spend this time with you with our online service whenever you might be watching this service. Today, we're going to be looking at a couple of beliefs that are not so sacred, but are really spooky. And we want to be careful with them because if we believe them, they may not be the best for us. And if we believe them, we might have a misunderstanding of who God is and who we are supposed to be. Well, September 23rd, 2025 was supposed to be a day that went down in history, according to a few people. You might recognize that date because there was a pastor from the country of South Africa who predicted the rapture was going to happen on that day. And here we are about a month later, and what we know is that the rapture didn't happen. Now, maybe it did and we're just stuck here, but the reality is that this guy predicted this event that no one should be predicting, and it didn't happen, and it kind of made a fool of him, and it maybe set off some people with some further beliefs that Christians are just crazy. Now the rapture, I'll explain what that is in a minute, and if two other beliefs we're gonna look at today are new beliefs, or newer than not, that people believe that maybe they shouldn't believe. And I wanna take a look at these because if we hold them, and if we hold them too closely, it can distract us from who God is, and it can distract us from who God wants us to be. And we can have these really bad beliefs that really are harmful for us. They could be damaging to our sense of self. They could be damaging to our way of understanding who God is. And then if we have a bad understanding of who God is, then it can give us license to act in certain ways as well that we shouldn't. So, like I said, these are sometimes things that are, we think they're sacred, but they're not. They're actually more spooky than anything. And we don't want to be believing this. And if you're watching this as we publish this online service for the first time, you'll know it's almost Halloween. So it's kind of a fitting topic to uncover. All right. So we're going to look at these three together. The first one we'll go back to is the rapture. Now, some people don't even know what this is, but the belief is that Jesus is going to come back. And Jesus coming back is either going to be the beginning or the end of the second coming. We'll just kind of leave that for a minute. And that he's going to take all of the true believers with him to heaven and leave the rest of us for fend for ourselves. Now, this is actually not a very old belief when it comes to Christianity. Remember that Jesus was around 2,000 years ago. And the core of what we believe has its origins in Jesus' teaching and his followers right then after. But this belief actually only became popular in around the 1830s. It's rooted in a couple of passages that could be misconstrued to say that this is what's going to happen. But the bottom line is that that's not really in the Bible. It's really not something that is in the scriptures, so we shouldn't take it so seriously. Now, the problem is, too, that it contradicts one of Jesus' teachings. And in particular, Jesus said, "No one knows the time or the day when the Son of Man is going to come back. No one except God." And God alone knows when this is going to happen. We don't even know how, and we don't even know what's going to be going on in world history. So anybody that tells you that they know it's coming, that they can predict it, is somebody you should have some caution around in their beliefs. And again, it's important to emphasize what is worth believing in is that God is going to come again someday and is going to bring about heaven and earth for us. So that's the rapture. I hope you can get past that one. Another one is this belief that is very popular among some Christians, which is purgatory. Maybe you've heard about this before. Purgatory is a formerly Catholic belief that is popularized amongst many Christians, but the sense is that there's this in-between place where people go where they have to pay for their sins before they go to heaven. And this is a really awkward thing to believe in. Now, let me give you just a little history about it. It was not an original belief of any kind. It came in the first vintage in the 11,000s, which is the 12th century. And it wasn't until the late 1500s that it became official Catholic doctrine. And if you're thinking, maybe I've heard a little bit of this before, it's because it's one of the things that Martin Luther was very much against with the Reformation was this purgatory, belief of purgatory, and the indulgences that you had to buy in order to get God to let your people or get you out of purgatory. I mean, it's so complicated, I can barely say what it is. But it's not a faithful belief. It's not a sacred one. The Catholic Church has backtracked from it since then, but people still think about it. People still believe it's still kind of a real thing that people have to deal with. Well, it's not really there. So if that's not worth believing in, what is worth believing in is knowing that God has reconciled us and that God does not hold our trespasses or our sins against us. That's how it's stated in the book of 2 Corinthians, one of Paul's letters. And in there, it gives us a better sense that God never holds our sins against us. Not in this life, or not in the one to come, certainly, or not in between, if there is such a thing. What it means is that God has forgiven us of all our sins, past, present, and will in the future, and that everybody that has lived or is living and will live will not have their sins held against them. You don't have to buy your way to heaven. You don't have to do anything like that because God is so gracious and God is so good. And the last one that some people struggle with is this idea that there is a hell that is a place of eternal damnation. Now, there's a couple different pieces here that are very scary and very spooky and not sacred at all. The first of which is, you know, there is a question about what happens after this life. And the fact of the matter is, no one knows. No one knows for sure. We have hope, we have confidence that God is going to bring us into eternal life, but no one knows exactly when or how or what that's going to look like either. Now, this idea that hell is an eternal place of damnation, that it's eternal punishment, that this is the retribution for people's bad behavior, is not a biblical idea or a Christian theology either. It's also rooted in the reality of a geographic feature of ancient Israel, where there was this valley that was known for a place where there was fires from refuse and different things like that. But all of this gets twisted up and put into the form that we think of from a piece of medieval literature called Dante's Inferno. And then all of the cartoons and all of the horror movies and all of those kinds of things that would follow. But if you let go of all of that, you're left with just a God who loves you. You're not going to be facing eternal damnation. Remember, even in the time of Jesus, there were the Pharisees that thought there was an afterlife, and the Sadducees didn't, and they were religious leaders of the day. Jesus makes a promise for us. Jesus makes the promise that he is the resurrection, that he is the life, and that's what we need to focus on. That's worth believing in. I want to wrap up by just referencing one of the teachings of Jesus. One of the examples of Jesus is when he was with his friends, Mary and Martha, when they were awaiting for Jesus to come after their brother Lazarus had died. And in this moment where Jesus is coming to then be with Mary and Martha after Lazarus, their brother, had died, they are having this great debate about who Jesus is and what he's all about. And Martha confesses, she states the belief that she knows that one day that the Messiah is going to come and her brother will be raised from the dead. And Jesus says in that very moment that he is the way, that he is the resurrection, and it is through him that we come to God in the life to come. Now that is a sacred promise that Jesus makes. It's not a spooky belief that is meant to scare us. It's not a harsh belief that's meant to change our minds or guilt us into believing in a God or make us think that God is some kind of vindictive or evil or angry God. No, that gives us a sense of what is sacred and true and holy. That we are loved by a God who is going to rescue us. We are loved by a God who's going to make all things right. So I hope that's something we all can believe in and let go of these spooky things that don't help us. All right, would you please pray with me? God, we thank you that you are a God who is full of love and hope and peace, that you help us to see what is sacred and that you give us things worth believing in. And God, whether it's these things that are not worth believing in or the struggles of our life, we ask that you help us to embrace your love. Help us to know that you embrace us as well and that you're helping us make it through every single day that you have given to us. God, please be with us as we go forward. Help us to embrace your grace when we need to embrace it and help us to extend your grace to others when we need to extend it. God, we lift up to you our friends, our family that are in need of your sacred love. We lift up to you the world around us that is in need of your reconciliation and restoration. We pray for justice to come for those who are waiting for it. God, we pray all this in your name. Amen.